ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be asking an interesting question, and that question is about the etiquettes of fasting. What are the etiquettes of fasting? As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan, and the month of Ramadan is a very important month spiritually. It is the month in which we are obliged to fast. And it's also a month with other distinctions. For example, it's the month in which the Holy Quran was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is a month in which we have the occurrence of the famous night of ordainment, Laylatul Qadr. So there's a lot of other spiritual distinctions for this month. It's the only month which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran by name, Shahrul Ramadan. And we're obliged to fast, of course, in this month. But, you know, fasting, everything has its own etiquettes, its adab, you know, its customs that should be accompanied with. Today, we're going to be looking at some of the etiquettes of fasting. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has been reported to have said, "Allah Mighty and Exalted says, 'He whose limbs do not fast, by refraining from what I have prohibited, then there is no need for him to refrain from food and drink is for my sake.'" And this is interesting hadith. This is actually a hadith of Qudsi. As you know, sacred hadith. These are hadith which related by one of the infallibles from Allah. And these are the actual words of Allah, but they're not part of the Holy Quran. In this hadith, Allah says that if you cannot keep your limbs away, other limbs away from prohibited things, there's no need for you to refrain from food and drink. Meaning, which means that while you're fasting and refraining from those things which are one should avoid in the state of fasting, it's also necessary for you to keep your other limbs away from those things which are prohibited. And in another hadith, we read the following. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Fasting is just as much keeping away from prohibited things as it is keeping away from food and drink." As-siyamu ijtinamul maharim kama yamtani'ur rajulu minat ta'ame washarab. And in a very beautiful hadith narrated from the daughter of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Fatimatu Zahra, alayha as-salam, she said, "What is the fasting person doing with his fast if he is not guarding his tongue, his hearing, his sight, and his limbs from sin?" And finally, Muhammad ibn Muslim, a very famous transmitter of hadith, has been reported to have said, "Abu Abdullah alayhi salam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, 'When you fast, your hearing must fast, along with your sight, your hair, your skin.'" And he listed a number of other things and said, "The day that you fast must not be like a day that you do not fast." You can't just be fasting and, you know, you're playing video games, you're Facebooking and doing everything that you used to do on other days. The only thing is you're not eating, right? A lot of people, you know, they try to get through the day fasting by actually these kind of things increase on those days. They play more video games on those days. They watch more movies on those days just to preoccupy themselves so they don't remember that they're hungry and thirsty, right? If this is the state of fasting, then, you know, there's no really need to fast. Right? We should try to be better on the days that we're fasting. That was the whole purpose of fasting. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the etiquettes of fasting. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.